It's time for holiday gatherings, and this year we'll find many people mingling without a face mask.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Even though COVID-19 is still rearing its ugly head, mask wearing is largely a thing of the past. Some people still put them on in crowded places like airports.
Baggage carousel 4, lower level, north terminal.
But it's nothing like the mandated face coverings during the height of the pandemic, and now masks are harder to find. Sociologists at the University of Nevada, Reno studied the thinking behind it and finds mask usage or resistance varies largely by region, political orientation, and cultural divisions. And opposition still remains because of people resisting being told what to do. While most mask mandates are over, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center is requiring them again starting this week because of an increase in respiratory viruses. And they're required again at the Park Slope Food Co-op in Brooklyn, New York, just on Wednesdays and Thursdays, as an accommodation for those who are immune compromised, an idea that was sparked by the routineness of mask wearing during the pandemic. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.